The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Hey, welcome to the Carl Jackson Show podcast. On today's edition, listen, Sonny Hostin of The View said that black Republicans are an oxymoron. What I'm going to do is break down 19 reasons why, at least 19 reasons why, black Democrats are an oxymoron. Sonny Hostin obviously doesn't know her black history, so we're going to educate Sonny Hostin. And also, I was shocked at the reaction that I get on radio to Republican history. Republicans, where are you? You're doing a feckless job of sharing your own history, and you should. That way you don't have uninformed people on television like Sonny Hostin spewing a bunch of nonsense. So we're going to take this on next on the Carl Jackson Show podcast.
Redeemed, rehabilitated, and real entertaining. This is the Carl Jackson podcast.
For somebody who's, you know, a supporter of Trump.
But there are people who are capable of being related
and not having ethical interests. Many things that I don't stand by that Trump did. Trump has done things that are racist. I'm a black woman first, so always understand that. But I do say that I have many conservative values that I will talk to you about. And so if you look at your network standing behind, yes, and when you look at your network that you're standing behind, you're saying that you look at Chris Cuomo.
I feel like that's an oxymoron, a black Republican.
You feel like it's an oxymoron?
I do.
All right, so you heard what Sonny Hostin had to say. Sonny Hostin of The View believes that black Republicans are an oxymoron when, in fact, the total opposite should be true. I mean, what's happened is the Democrat Party has siphoned off the black community by offering the black community government cheese and like dummies. In some instances, we've taken it. Just look at where the black population has gone. The black family has been absolutely decimated in the last 50 years thanks to Democratic policies. Yet we continue to vote for the Democrat Party. And you have Sonny Hostin saying this is an oxymoron for black Republicans are an oxymoron. All right. Now, so let me illustrate why. And this is, I get frustrated with this because the Republican Party should be talking about this ad nauseum every single election season and doing the work inside of minority communities to keep them informed on who's fighting for who. American values, American freedom, capitalism, and free market capitalism. This is good for all people. Better education should be good for all people. We shouldn't be teaching CRT and all of that crap in our schools. But let me just give you the Republican history when it comes to civil rights, in case you too may not have learned this information in government schools. So let's start here. 19 reasons why black Democrats are an oxymoron. First, in 1854, the Republican Party is formed to stop the spread of slavery and polygamy. In 1854, the GOP opposed the Kansas-Nebraska Act. That was an act to spread the institution of slavery. In 1861, Abraham Lincoln was elected as the first Republican president. In 1863, Abraham Lincoln issues the Emancipation Proclamation to free all slaves. Let me take a quick pause there. That's why, in my opinion, there should not be a Juneteenth. If we're going to celebrate anything regarding the emancipation of slaves, then I think we should go back to the first of the year in 1863 when he signs the Emancipation Proclamation, or when that was issued. That makes no sense to me. Republicans should be sharing this information ad nauseum. All right. And Republican Congress passes and ratifies the 13th Amendment to the Constitution. This amendment, the 13th Amendment, abolished slavery in the U.S. forever. Yes, I know it took some time for the information to get out. We don't have social media, right? It was horse and carriage and all that kind of good stuff. And by the way, Juneteenth is still celebrated I forget what part of Texas, but it's a whole big thing there. So we shouldn't have that as a national holiday. It's just stupid to continue to try to bolster victimization of blacks. We're the only population in the United States dumb enough to do that, in my opinion. Continue to want to be victims. It makes no sense to me. All right. In 1866, the Republican Congress passes the Civil Rights Act of 1866 to protect the rights of newly freed slaves. So you'll hear all the time, oh, when was the first Civil Rights Act passed? It was passed in 1964. It took a Democrat president and LBJ. LBJ, who was a straight up racist, by the way, and put us in words. I mean, made us in words dependent for God knows how long. I'm paraphrasing, but those were some of the words that he used. FDR used the same type of words. So they wanted to keep us on Uncle Sam's plantation. The Democrats did, so they could control us. And like ignoramuses like Sonny Hostin, black people continue to fall for this nonsense. This is why it's black Democrats are the oxymoron, are an oxymoron. So again, 1866, the first Civil Rights Act passed to protect the rights of newly freed slaves. So the Democrat Party didn't catch up to us for 100 years. And that was only because it was politically expedient to do so. I'll get into that in just a second. In 1868, the GOP Congress passes and ratifies the 14th Amendment to the Constitution, recognizing the right of newly freed slaves to be U.S. citizens. So that's why I don't want illegal aliens or glomming onto or grabbing onto the 14th Amendment, hijacking. That's a better word. Hijacking the 14th Amendment. The 14th Amendment was strictly to give newly freed slaves the right to become U.S. citizens. It's not an illegal alien that comes to our border, drops a baby out of her legs from across the border. They're U.S. citizen. That's not what it was intended to be. It has nothing to do with abortion, which the left is trying to pretend today. Absolute, complete, and utter nonsense. In 1870, the Republican Congress passes and ratifies the 15th Amendment to the U.S. Constitution, which recognizes the right to vote for former slaves and citizens. By the way, did you know that the Republican Congress that was working on these bills to give slaves and former slaves all of these rights happened to be, well, 23 of them were black Republicans? Because the Democrat Party was a party of the KKK. What do you mean the Democrat Party was a party of the KKK? Glad you asked. In 1871, the Republican Congress passes the Civil Rights Act of 1871. I'm sorry. That's also known as the Anti-KKK Act to abolish the Ku Klux Klan. The Ku Klux Klan was a Democrat terrorist or organization formed to terrorize black and white Republicans alike that were fighting to make sure that that blacks had the right to vote. They thought the whites that helped them were, N-word lovers. And so both black and white Republicans were trying to advance the causes of freedom. The Democrat Party forms the Ku Klux Klan in Pulaski, Tennessee, in order to try to scare and intimidate them, you know, like Antifa and Black Lives Matter does today. So being a black Democrat is an oxymoron. In 1875, the Republican Congress passes the Civil Rights Act In 1875, the Republican Congress passes the Civil Rights Act. There's another Civil Rights Act that we beat the Democrats to, which is the first anti-discrimination law on the books in the USA. In 1922, Republican Leonidas Dyer passes one of the first and only anti-lynching bills through the U.S. House of Representatives. Remember, Vice President Kamala Harris came out trying to pretend like, oh my God, we're, you know, they signed this, whatever it was, executive order, virtue signaling, just a photo op, basically, this anti-lynching, I don't know, executive order or directive that Joe Biden signed into law. It's stupid. It's asinine. No one's hanging anybody. The only people that were hanging people were Democrats that were hanging blacks, black Republicans, and white Republicans, and blacks that wanted freedom. Blacks that, I mean, the Jim Crow South, you may as well call it the Dem Crow South, right? The intimidation was coming overwhelmingly from racist Democrats. That's not to say there aren't racist Republicans. Of course, there's racist Black people. There's racist Latinos. There's racist Democrats. There's racist Republicans. But you let God deal with people's hearts. As long as the laws are applied equally across the board, we're fine. And they are. Don't buy into Black Lives Matter. Overwhelmingly, an overwhelming amount of Black people are shot and killed. There's more white people shot and killed by cops every year. Unarmed, so on, etc. I hate that narrative, but that's the narrative that's out there. So I'll use that. So again, now let's go back to 1957. This is really important. Republican President Dwight D. Eisenhower passes through the Congress the first civil rights law in 82 years. The Civil Rights Act of 1957, created by a commission on civil rights. So it was a Republican president, again, in Dwight D. Eisenhower, that passed through the Congress the first civil rights law in 82 years. That, again, is the Civil Rights Act of 1957, created a commission, which created a commission on civil rights. You know who was against this? Well, let me get to this first. 1960, Republican Dwight D. Eisenhower again passes the Civil Rights Act of 1960, which sent federal inspectors to the voter registration polls to make sure that Blacks weren't being intimidated while they were voting. Oh, by the way, the people that voted and stood against Dwight D. Eisenhower, the Democrats in the Senate that stood against him, do you know of a guy named JFK? What about a guy named LBJ? See, the Democrats didn't want the Black vote until they saw that it was necessary to have it in order for them to continue winning. The big switch, the great, whatever the heck they call it, it never happened. Republicans didn't regain the House until 1994 under Newt Gingrich. So there never was a big switch that the dumb behind media continues to lie to Black Americans about. It's probably what Sunny Hostin, I mean, she's just absolutely clueless. So frustrating. This lady is on TV spewing nonsense, doesn't even know what the hell she's talking about. All right. So and then in 1964, 83% of Republicans vote to pass the Civil Rights Act of 1964, an anti-discrimination law. Only 63% of Democrats voted for the law. Right. In 1969, Republican Richard Nixon begins the enforcement of affirmative action via the 1969 Philadelphia Plan that was crafted by Black Republican Art Fletcher. That's right. 1969, Republican Richard Nixon begins the enforcement of affirmative action via the 1969 Philadelphia Plan that was crafted by Black Republican Art Fletcher, who became known as the father of affirmative action. The plan was initially a merit-based plan, set the nation's first goals and timetables before the Democrats came in to screw it up to make it an unfair quota system. So the Democrats made it an unfair quota system. Basically, you would get acceptance based upon your skin color instead of helping Blacks to achieve they wanted merit-based goals, or they had merit-based goals in education, because Republicans, as they do now, believe that, listen, Blacks, when given the resources, when given great teachers and given the right information, are just as capable of succeeding in the United States as a white, as an Asian, as a Latino. It's absolutely sad what's happened to the Black community. We're the only ones dumb enough to buy in to the Democrats Party nonsense that we're too dumb to learn. We're too dumb to have voter ID. I can't believe Black people buy into this nonsense. And they call me the sellout. It's unbelievable. In 1983, Republican President Ronald Reagan made Dr. Martin Luther King's birthday a national holiday. During his presidency, Reagan filed more civil rights lawsuits in education, in housing, and voter discrimination than his predecessor, Jimmy Carter, yet he doesn't get the credit. And people still love Jimmy Carter to this day, the Democrats do, and he was a disaster for the country. Luckily for him, Joe Biden, Obama, and because I thought Obama was going to be worse. Apparently, he was just as bad or so, but Biden is so horrible. Jimmy Carter can rest assured that when he does pass away, he will no longer go down as the worst president in American history. Joe Biden has taken that mantle from him. In 2001 to 2008, Republican President George George W. Bush appointed more blacks to high level positions and spent more money on education, job training, and health care for the poor and minorities than any president in American history. Let me repeat that. George W. Bush, that everyone called a racist back in the day, right? Said he stole the election. Remember that? It's funny how Republicans are the only ones that steal elections, right? But he didn't steal it. We know that's the case. These guys just lie. Al Gore couldn't even win his own state. He sucked so bad. 2001 to 2008. Again, just to reiterate, Republican President George W. Bush appointed more blacks, just like Ronald Reagan at the time, to high level positions and spent more money on education, job training, and health care for the poor and minorities than any president in American history. You may disagree with some of the policies, but you can't deny that George W. Bush did this. Republican president. In 2011, Republican Congress votes to refund. The Republican Congress under John Boehner voted to refund the DC school voucher program, which allowed underprivileged minorities to attend top private schools in the DC area. And after Democrat President Barack Obama and Democrat Senate Majority Leader killed the funding of the program to appease the teachers unions, their donors. So Barack Obama, his daughters were able to go to these private schools, but he didn't want other black kids to be able to go to these private schools. Couldn't have that. So he had to suck up to the teachers unions in order to get their money. So he threw black students under the bus. That's who Barack Obama is. What a fake. What a fraud. What a phony. All right. And then Martin Luther King Jr. Oh, he happened to be a Republican. Unbelievable. So this is the information that the left never wants you to hear. Now, and let's not forget, with all of the chaos happening with the Supreme Court and all of these left wing radicals trying to intimidate the Supreme Court justices, isn't it funny to realize and to know that it isn't funny? It's scary. It's sad. But the vast majority of abortion clinics are right near low-income minority communities, 75% or so, or let's just put it this way, over 70% of Planned Parenthood clinics are near black and minority communities. Why do you think that is? Why do you think that is? Margaret Sanger had a goal to eliminate the black race, and idiot black Democrats are helping her to fulfill her legacy by killing their own people through genocide. We'd be approximately 25% of the population were it not for the Democrat Party and black Democrats, which are an oxymoron, Sonny Hostin, buying into the nonsense of the left. All right, guys, I think I've done enough informing on this particular program. Be sure to subscribe to my podcast everywhere podcasts are found. You can find me on Twitter, Parler and True Social, The Carl Jackson Show, Instagram, The Carl Jackson Show. Find me wherever podcasts are found, The Carl Jackson Podcast. .com, SalemPodcastNetwork.com. If you want to keep up with my local activities here in Florida, CarlJacksonShow.com. But again, everywhere podcasts are found, please listen, subscribe, share. We want to grow. We want to make sure that this country remains free. The left is fighting hard to sully the reputation of the United States of America. I want to rebuild the reputation of the United States of America, guys. All right, until next time, don't grow weary doing good. God bless every single one of you.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never before seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.